Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Monday, March the 8th, 2021. I had to start the show over a couple of times. Phone went down just out of nowhere, and I was being stupid and didn't have the mic plugged in. Here's what I want to talk about today. Speculation, we'll call it, of end-time prophecies. Now, this is strictly speculation on my part, and I've got two people that know a lot more biblically than I do. They have studied the Bible inside and out. I have Professor Paul on with me, and Charlene, who is a nurse and going to be preacher. She's a pretty good preacher today, so is Paul, and they know a little bit more than I do. But I'm looking at things because of a radio show I did yesterday with Charlene, and she pointed out Nimrod and how they had found his body in the tomb that they had bombed in Iraq and found all of his gold, and it was Nimrod's tomb and the whole bit. Well, it turns out to be there's a video. I had to go down. The video was missing. I went down and found it in another place. And now we've got it saved in case they blow it off the internet, off of YouTube. But it's a body of Nimrod laying in his coffin. And it's got a glass top to it. And he looks fully intact like he died yesterday or he might be asleep. I mean, this is bizarre. And this guy supposedly had his head cut off. And I don't know, maybe the head wound, as Paul had indicated. Okay, but the Pokemon is over there in the Middle East playing his game for 40 days doing this Tammuz or Talmuz ritual. And he supposedly, so many of the Christians and others believe that he is the false prophet in end times that ushers in and introduces the Antichrist. Now, you also have the two witnesses during that period of time that pop up, and it's about 3.2 years, I believe, a calculated out number of days. And I believe the tribulation is only 3.5 years and not this crap of 7. And there's not going to be any rapture. You're going to get your head beheaded in the name of Christ, or God's going to take you to the end and he's just going to pick you up off of here as this big star that Super Spook Otis Johnson said is headed directly at Earth. That's a big fireball, and he believes it was going to arrive, the NSA does, between 2022 and 2025. And when it hits planet Earth, it's the end of the Earth, a big fireball, as he put it. And he said it was going to be in that time frame. Now, if tribulation is just now opening up, and this is the beginning. Now, March the 7th, 1 year ago, they pulled this false crap to get you vaccinated and chipped. Okay? COVID virus. And it may have been a biological attack, which they could have done easily enough to actually create something to kill a bunch of people. That could have been because of the Harvard thing and the arrest over there at the Harvard University, the Chinese and all the other, and the lab over in China where Soros was involved. And this is all part of the play. But here's what I think might be. I'm speculating as a Christian because I don't know the hour of the day. I'm just looking at current events as very strange. Got Nimrod fully intact. Charlene thinks he was the first Antichrist. When you see the video, it's up on Stu Webb Radio, the second show yesterday, directly underneath the radio. Just click on that link, and it's underneath the radio. You can watch the video. It's well worth seeing. Now, this is the guy that started Christmas. He was born on December the 25th, folks. There's a lot of Christianity that he taught Christianity, but he was not a Christian. Christianity's followed a lot of this. But you got Pokemon. Here's my point. You got Pokemon playing his 40-day Middle East ritual. You got some guy that was probably the devil first round. And 18 years ago, they could have taken some DNA and cloned him in Hope, Arkansas. Made a replica of him. He'd be 18 and a monster right now. Now, the Jews have said recently that their Messiah has returned. So you got possibility of a vial, which kills a third mankind, which is the virus. You've got the chip in there in your vaccination that's going to take you down 36 to 42 months. It's supposed to kill off two-thirds of mankind before Christ's return. And then we have all these other plagues and all these other things going to take place. Are we at the pushing point of the beginning of the end? I believe we are. With that said, I'm going to let Professor Paul, who's a biblical expert, and so is Charlene, So I want you two to jump in here, and you kind of take at it because you're more experts than I am. I'm just speculating. Go ahead, Paul. Ahead, Paul.
Stu, I think we're all speculating. And I think that we all are disoriented. We're dizzy. We are seeing so many prophecies being seemingly fulfilled. And then we got to realize that the end of the age really began with Jesus's crucifixion and resurrection. So we've been at the end of the age now for 2,000 years, but we cannot deny that some of the more telling prophecies, such as the mark of the beast, the two witnesses, the 144,000, are seemingly out there, are already here. Charlene, I heard you say something very interesting earlier, and that was that Israeli News Live suggested that the two witnesses are already here. Do you recall what his point was on that show, and did he conjecture or surmise who they may be, or what did you learn or hear from Israeli News Live regarding the two witnesses?
I didn't watch the show, but he suggested the two witnesses are here.
I can corroborate that with Steve Quayle, and I think the guy's name is Gary Cole. And in the last 18 months, apparently Gary Cole was gang-stalked, and over a period of 3 months, 6 months, they said, either give up the names or we're going to kill you. Now, to my knowledge, he survived. But it does tell me that the intelligence communities take Bible prophecy very seriously. And so I guess really where we're at is we don't know. We've used Israeli News Live and Q-Files as our sources. And I didn't talk directly personally to either of them, so I think I'm just going to let that thread go. But let's talk about the beast system. And I want to start off by describing what I think the beast system is. The beast system runs on deception. Everything is deception, and it's geared towards destruction. And it's the destruction of humankind. I think the best descriptor for the beast system is a scientific technocracy / dictatorship. Now, I think everyone is familiar that the surveillance state is everywhere. We've got people monitoring this program because one, Stu is gang stalked, but for two, we can talk about things and give out information that they can't get because everything in their world, in the intelligence community, is a silo, is compartmentalized. And need to know, non-disclosures, I mean, you come up with about any reason, national security. Anyway, the point I'm making is the intelligence community is broad and vast, but they're still harassing specific people trying to figure out who the two witnesses are. And so what I'm going to suggest is the scientific dictatorship is the surveillance state, and their new plan instead of the new world order is more intermediate, and they are calling it, of all things, the Great Reset, which is the awful setup. And the setup, of course, is to make us all more miserable, put us in more pain, create more suffering, create more destruction, create more death. Now, one would say, why do they want to take down America? What would be the benefit of taking down America? Well, it's the same reason that they like the whole world destabilized. Because if you're a parasitical globalist, if you're a parasite at the top of the food chain, I know that sounds inverted, but that's really what it is. These people, they have no compassion, no empathy, no conscience, and they feed off misery because that's what the fallen ones feed off of, and that's who they serve. But really, they want to take down America because a failed state, a chaotic state, is easier to control. And it's not just America. All of this stuff is happening worldwide. And I know that our focus here is to talk about what happened over the weekend in Ur, in the Chaldees, and what Pokemon was doing there. I did go to a website that I thought would be very interesting, but of course I found that hairs were split, and it was all nuance, and nothing was revealed other than, according to the Jesuit website, according to their broadcast network, according to their selected host and guests, who looked to me to be the biggest deceivers one could imagine, they were saying this is about the Abrahamic Faiths Initiative. But curiously, Jesus was never mentioned, and the Torah Jews were not included either. So really what you have is the Pokemon over there with Islam, and was very interesting for me to see the video of the captured Nimrod. And I guess what struck me was he still had hair, and it still looked like his eyes were close to what we would think eyes, and his skin was very gray, but he was wearing that Dagon, that fish god ornamentation. And I think that somehow connects to Revelation 13 and 17, and I do plan on studying that today. But what I have to admit to the audience is I think I have the core beliefs pretty much internalized, and I can speak to them. But when it gets into Bible prophecy, I think there are people that know more than me, and for me, it's kind of tough to know where we are in the timeline, because there are so many. There's the horsemen, there's the seven seals, there's the seven bowls, and then there's the seven trumpets, and I think they're intermeshed. And yet, if you are a dispensationalist or a pre-trib rapture guy, a person, then you think that they're linear. That you have to have the seals first and the
trumpets last. So anyway, I'm gonna pause now and give it to Charlene, because I may start to wonder on everyone by saying I don't know where we're at. And we are coming close to the end, and I don't think we've got 7 years.
Okay, so I'll read you this out of Revelation 11. And I will give power unto two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devour their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in that his manner be killed. These have the powers to shut the heaven, and it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit, which is Revelation chapter 13, shall make war against them, and shall overthrow them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And there are the people of kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall suffer their dead bodies to be put to graves. And they shall dwell upon the earth and rejoice and make merry, and shall send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And then God, and he heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. So when they do get killed, they're going, God's taking them back up to heaven, and the whole world will see them, and they're all tormented because of the prophecies that, remember, they've been smiting the earth with shutting off the rain and plagues and everything. So now Paul's been asking me about Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave his power and his seat and great authority. This Antichrist, Satan himself, is going to give him power, so he's going to be strong. The authority of Satan. And I saw one of his heads, and it was wounded to death. And his deadly head wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Everybody who worships after the beast or receives the mark of the beast, they are not written in the book of life. So they're doomed to go to hell anyway. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's true. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped his beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth and blasphemies against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of the land slain for the foundation of the world. But all these people that worship the beast, they're not saved anyway. So there's nothing we can do to stop them from going down that path. The only people we can really save are the people that are called by God. And let's say you are a sinner and you're afraid, and you do believe in God, but you're afraid to come to him because you're a sinner and you think he's going to, you know, smite you or kill you, whatever you want to call it. It's not that way with him. He still loves you anyway. And he wants you to come to him. He wants you not to be slain in this battle, because there's so many people that are on the road to destruction. Jesus told you the road to heaven is very narrow. The road to destruction is very broad. And if you look, when Jesus was here on the earth and he was preaching, he had thousands of people listening to him, wanting said. And then when after they were done eating and listening to him, when he walked away, how many people went with him? 120. That was it, out of 5,000 people. Not everybody is called, I understand that. But if your heart is open to God, he will let you come back to the kingdom of heaven. It's not too late. So what else did you want to talk about, Paul?
I want to read from chapter 17, but I need a minute to prepare to read chapter 17, starting with verse 8, and then I think we need to all comment on that. So one minute here.
And they came over of the 7 angels which had the 7 vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. This is the destruction of the whore of Babylon, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. This is the Roman Catholic Church. Everybody, Mystery Babylon, the whore of Babylon is the Roman Catholic Church. They have been preaching these doctrines of demons for centuries, luring all these people, saying that it's for Jesus, and meanwhile, they're really worshiping deities. They say the statues on top of the Vatican are the saints. They're not the saints. Those are the gods that they worshipped in Rome. Weep in Tammuz. Let's go to this. I call it Tammuz. Paul, there sat a woman weeping for Tammuz. Most modern Jews refer to the fourth Hebrew month of Tammuz, the name of the pagan fertility deity mentioned in the book of Ezekiel. The prophet Ezekiel described a vision in which an angel brought him to the temple of Jerusalem. Then there he brought me to the door of the gate of Jehovah's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat a woman weeping for Tammuz. And I already told you that Tammuz is Nimrod. What else you want to know?
Well, let's bring up something else, Paul. Let's look at the Roman Catholic Church being involved with Guggenheim Bank and money laundering, narcotics money laundering, and terrorist money laundering with the Bush family. And then you've also
raping our children in church. They have destroyed the religion of Christianity with their pedophile priests raping children, and that's why nobody believes in God anymore, and that's why nobody goes to church anymore.
Now, another...
I don't know if this priest has been raping your children.
How many preachers in America have you heard about raping kids? Not very many, but how many priests have you heard about? All the time there's a Roman Catholic scandal over some pedophile, been that way for years, and nothing happens. They never go to jail. Oh, they got punished by Popemon. Go ahead.
Well, everybody speculates what if the Whore of Babylon, and all the kings of the earth go to the Pope. They all go. When they get elected, where do they go? The first place they go is Israel and then the Vatican. They go to get his approval. They go to make war. Where do they go? The Vatican, the Pope. Why does he dress in white and when you come to him, you got to dress in black?
Duality. It's all duality. If I may, you guys, before I close out, I want to read Revelation 17. And one of the things about the Bible is you get things twice always, it seems like. The Word of God is very consistent, and you get it in a different form or fashion, but it means very similar things or almost identical. So I want to start with Revelation 17, verse 8. And the beast that thou sawest was, and this is, John is reporting this, the beast that John saw was and is not, shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten kings which thou sawest are ten kings, or the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he has said to me, the waters which thou sawest, where the horse sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Now,
I am just going to conjecture. I'm going to say I think they're describing America, and I don't want to, you know, believe this necessarily, because the people I care about, the people I love, the people I know, but sounds to me like America goes first. And I pointed out earlier that my thinking is the scientific dictatorship is run by artificial intelligence, our super artificial intelligence, which is really about pattern recognition, about possibilities, probabilities, plausibilities, and then the super AI, the beast system, perhaps out of Brussels, as Charlie has suggested, it gives the script, and the script they are following is right out of the book of Revelation. And I think Joel is really on to something when he says dispensationalism is their plan, and AI is running the plan, and I think America gets destroyed before the last 3.5 years. That's just my take, and I can be corrected. I turn back to you guys, and I got about 10 minutes.
I want to add something to this. Charlene, or Paul, you sent me, or yes. Jeff sent me pictures of that new temple, which I'll get up. We'll get them again and get them up on my site. Now, that's the new temple that they have over in Israel. Charlene, you're aware of this temple they built. What's the first thing they did? How long ago did they build this new temple? And it's not at the Wailing Wall, but it's the temple of the Antichrist.
3 years ago.
How long?
They did their daily sacrifice.
How many years? How many years ago was it?
I think 2017 or 18.
Okay, so that's about 2 to 3 years ago, if tribulation were to be 7 years then. Okay, if it's 3 years, who knows the day and hour? But it's, a lot of people believe it's 3.5 or 7. But what was the first thing they did over there? The goat?
Sacrifice the lamb.
And what were they doing before? Years before that, they were sacrificing humans, folks. Sacrificing humans, just like these Satanists do all over the world, like Hillary Clinton does, like Daddy Bush does, and all the Satanists. They eat babies, they drink their blood. Oh, that's sick shit. We're at that day and hour, in my opinion.
They want to go back to their daily sacrifice, which is human sacrifice. That's why it says they will behead you, and that that's what it's all about. They want to start beheading us and killing us. Whoever doesn't bow down and worship their God, they're going to behead you.
Their God.
And it's considered a sacrifice unto their God.
Their God, the new beast, the devil, in whatever form he is, giant or whatever, if it's Nimrod in this video, everybody has to see it. If it's him or a clone of his, which would be about 18 now, I'm just speculating and guessing. But for this Pokemon, who I believe everybody could be in agreement, he is a false prophet. And all of these events are taking place all of a sudden, all together. It's too coincidental, folks. I think we're seeing the beginning of a lot of crap. And Super Spook Otis Johnson told me, said they saw through CERN that there was this planet, and it's dot something X or whatever. He said it was a fireball coming to planet Earth. It took a direct hit. It was the end of Earth. And that happens between 2022 to 2025. And he said it would probably be on the outer number, meaning closer to 2025. He believed it was going to happen. Now, if we got about 3.5 years left of tribulation, and we're seeing all these events take place, and we're seeing the possibility of the Antichrist being revealed, and they're already saying they got the Messiah in Israel, and all this other crap, and they got the new temple built, everything's in place for the Antichrist and the two witnesses. Everything. So all I'm saying is keep your eyes open, watch for things, and remember the power of prayer. We can send warring angels after our enemy. Go ahead, Charlene.
Stu, I think that's a good point for me to end on. And but Charlene, I'd like to hear your final comments, and I'll listen off the air.
But Stu, God hasn't taken his people out of here to preserve them. So remember, he does that to protect us. And me and Charlie was talking about that yesterday.
But it is in the rapture, Charlene. Explain to him what it is.
What I believe it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's supposed to take us into the desert, into the wilderness, to protect us from the beast. to protect us and cover, to hide us from the beast, so the beast can't slay us. And I said, it's just like what he did with Noah, when he told Noah to build the ark, and Noah and took his family and his kids and stuff, and they got on that ark. And just like when he, before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he sent the angels in to go get Lot and his family. So God will send somebody to come get us. He's not just going to leave us here to die, okay, and suffer the same fate with them. A lot of people, they'll sit there and say, well, God punished this, is just what the unjust. No, he tells you to flee from the city. And when you witness the desolation of abomination taking place in the holy place, to flee into the mountains. And that's where you're not supposed to take anything, and he will protect you. Just like when he saved the people out of ancient Egypt and took them into the wilderness, and he fed them and clothed them for 40 years as they wandered around in the desert, around that mountain. He will protect his people, and he will preserve us and get us out of here. Are we leaving our earth and floating up into a cloud? I don't know. I think he's going to, like it says in the Bible, he's going to take us and put us in the wilderness, put us in the desert and protect us from the beast.
Put us in
Revelation chapter 12.
Another timeline, maybe. Now, I heard a comment recently, more than once, from trolls, folks. Identified trolls, some of my trolls. These are government FBI nutcases. They put on the payroll for $12,000 to $18,000 a year, and they harass you, and they cyber attack your websites and phone calls and try to psychologically play with you. Now, you can't mix patriotism with Christianity. Stu, it doesn't mix. You can't mix patriotism with Christianity, Stu. It doesn't mix. Think about that, folks. What the trolls are trying to say. Just like these stooges on the TV every night. You turn on the TV, it's the same crap. Oh, vaccinations and the numbers and... Hey, Nora O'Donnell and all you witches, I want you to take my vaccination, as Charlene would say. Take mine. I'm volunteering it for you. I want to see you take it on national TV. Both of them. We'll see how many of you crook. With that said, Paul, you got any last words? One of you want to take it to prayer? Paul? Charlene, are you still there? Charlene? What did I do? Lose them both? Well, ladies and gentlemen, have a good day.